go again.
It's not mountain climbing, it's deer season. They're always off somewhere. And who keeps the home fires burning, huh?
What's the matter with her?
She's unhappy. She's a very sensitive person.
What's wrong?
She was reading how Caesar divorced his wife.
So?
Well, you know, the terrible part of it is that man refused to stand by his wife when they accused her of being unfaithful. He took the coward's way out, and he only had his suspicions.
Yeah, but remember, Caesar's wife must be above suspicion.
It's exactly what he said. And you're all alike.
Caesar marches away to Gaul for 9 years remains. A brilliant, ambitious general. His fame is now secure. But Caesar's wife can only be sure. She's 9 years older in the cold spring rain.
That she dishonored him. She was young, and you stayed away so long.
How bitter the life of Caesar's wife. She gave him love, but he wanted more. He didn't know when all the glory's done that two against the world are better than one.
She'd feel less vindictive towards men if she remembered that things turned out very badly for Caesar.
Yes, but Shakespeare died in bed.
Shakespeare? What's he got to do with it?
Why, he deserted his wife, ran off to London.
Oh, he had to go to London. He had to write all those plays.
Oh, I'm sure there was some nice little theater group in Stratford he could have worked with. He didn't have to cause her all that misery. That's why she despised him. That's why she was such a shrew. Shakespeare leaves his family for an actor's wild life. At 50, he shuffles home to ask, "Do you love me in September?" But bitter Anne can only remember long years in her dark house, a detested wife. Oh, world-honored man, what right have you to complain she despised you? She was young and you stayed away so long. How bitter the life of Shakespeare's wife. She gave him love, but he wanted more. He didn't know when all the acting's done that two against the world are better. Clever men say you hold them back when you hold them close as you can.
They say they have work that must be done, which only proves they're fools.
It's the hand that rocks the cradle that rules. And love is greater than the works of men.
So much for paranoid fantasy. We move now into a slice of contemporary life, a scene which we will entitle No George, Don't.
No George, don't! Oh, George, stop that! Oh, George, I'm sorry I caused a scene, sweetheart. Oh, George, I know I give a lot of attention to the cat, and I know you're allergic to him, sweetheart. But I'm going to give him to my brother Edward, I promise you, tomorrow, George. George, I know I'm with Mother a good deal, but she's been sick. You know that, George. Mother's been sick. Oh, George, please forgive me this one more time. If you forgive me this one more time, I promise you, sweetheart, everything's going to be just like it used to be. Oh, George, you remember how it used to be? Oh, it was beautiful, George. It was wonderful, sweetheart. Oh, please, I know it can be that way again, George. Please. Oh, George. George. No, George, don't.